Ladies and gentlemen, your next president, Marco Rubio.
At a campaign rally in Exeter's town hall last night, Florida Senator Marco Rubio tried to take his strong third place showing in the Iowa caucuses to mean that he carries the mantle of the Republican establishment.
We have to be unified. We must come together. And when I'm our nominee, I will bring the party and the conservative movement together. I will unify us so we can win.
Rubio never once mentioned his GOP opponents by name. Instead, he talked as if he were the presumptive nominee, who would go on to beat the Democratic one, Hillary Clinton.
After I am done taking the oath of office, I am going straight to the Oval Office. And as soon as I walk through those doors, I'm going straight to the desk, and I am going to repeal every single one of Barack Obama's unconstitutional executive orders. Every single one of them.
But Rubio's opponents are not ready to hand him the keys to the White House.
The inevitability of the Donald Trump train has slowed down.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie argues that Marco Rubio does not deserve to gain the momentum that Trump lost. At Christie's campaign headquarters in Bedford, he started the day by calling Rubio the boy in the bubble who needed to, quote, man up. Christie was less personal when he spoke at a town hall forum in Epping later that morning.
Don't send another well-intentioned, well-spoken, untrained person into the chair in the Oval Office, because I guarantee you the result will not be the same. It will be worse.
And Florida Governor Jeb Bush joined in on the attack. At a town hall in Henniker, he criticized his fellow Southern state Republicans for rhetoric over substance.
Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz, for example, they're gifted performers, or whatever you call what we're doing on the stage. I mean, they can really spin a line.
But Bush said they don't have enough experience to lead the nation.
You can't look back at their past and say that Marco Rubio has a successful business career that you could say, wow, that can apply to being president, or that he's made tough decisions as a United States senator.
As Governors Jeb Bush and Chris Christie try to tether Rubio's rise, they face competition from Ohio Governor John Kasich.
This state is it for me.
Kasich is also hoping to attract mainstream support, including from independents, who in New Hampshire can vote in either party primary. Kasich spoke at a campaign town hall in Loudoun.
If I do well, we're moving on. If I get smoked here and do terrible, I'm going home.
It's just good to see that there are other candidates coming to the forefront.
After the Marco Rubio campaign rally in Exeter, Linda Bodensteiner from Epping said she was glad to see Donald Trump stumble in Iowa. After Rubio's showing there, the 44-year-old has gone up on Bodensteiner's list.
And he's giving our country, or at least us Republicans, some hope that there's a chance that somebody can win and against the Democrats.
But Rubio does not have her vote, at least not yet. Bodensteiner's planning to go to more town halls and rallies to see other GOP candidates try to lay claim to the establishment to consolidate voters like her who've been put off by Donald Trump. Bodensteiner is still undecided. After all, there's still a week to go. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.